Bless you, child.
Hello, dear.
How long it seems since last we spoke together.
Yes, isn't it?
And yet, I suppose, in time itself, it is as nothing. Words, 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 how inadequate they seem. That which one feels with the intensity of one's being, words cannot convey so much that one is aware of within oneself. The reactions that we receive from you, oft times when we come and see you, are such that give us hope for the future. Hope not only in the work that we still anticipate to do with you and through you, but hope that many who have received enlightenment and instruction and guidance may in course of time themselves be light bearers in the darkness of your world. I've often said to you, child, that many are the grains that have fallen, many are they who have been blessed. Though some may fall upon the stony ground, nevertheless there has been harvest. Many are they who've been enlightened, guided, instructed, and helped, and seen a little more of the light of the Spirit by the endeavors that we have made together. I look back with great joy on the many years of our association, and I still hope and pray, and I know that it so shall be, that a few years left, that we can still continue to do the work of the Spirit.
Yes. Getting home.
I know, child. The way is not easy. The path is never easy for those who would serve the great Spirit of all light. And yet, though sometimes the burden may seem a little heavy, yet the power of the Spirit gives you the strength and makes possible the way. There is no need, my child, for you to have any doubts or any fears or qualms about yourself. I know it is human and natural there are times when you feel that you cannot perhaps always achieve what you had hoped to do. Sometimes the flesh is weak, though the spirit is willing. But I look back with great joy, as indeed I know you must, to the many years of service that we have given to mankind. When one looks around your world and sees the tremendous upheaval everywhere, and the unrest, the hatred, the bitterness, when we see with such sadness that which man does unto man, this makes us feel not only very distressed in mind and in spirit, and yet even so we hold hope close to our breast. Hope that out of all the darkness shall come the light, and the torchbearers of the Spirit, such as yourself, go out into the darkness, illumining the path of those who shall in time, we hope, see, if they do not so see now. You have been greatly blessed, child. I know that the path has not been easy, and I know that at times it seems for you a struggle, and yet you are uplifted and strengthened and made fit, enough at least to carry on the work of the Spirit. But I do not want to take up all the time this morning, other than to ask you if there are any questions that you or others may have put to you to ask me. If it is in my power to answer, this I shall so do.
I'd rather you choose this morning.
To choose?
Yes.
So many aspects to choose from. I think I will speak perhaps on free will. Oftentimes we hear many people say, especially those perhaps who are in the movement, as you term it, spiritualism, about free will. Does man have free will? Is he able to choose for himself freely in his path? Is he able to do the things that he wishes to do without any interference, without any one from this side telling him or dictating, as some people would think. I think it is wise that man should realize that we who come from spirit come freely, and we do not ever dictate. We may suggest, we may advise, we may try to guide those near and dear to us on earth, but man, by his very nature, has been given the right to choose freely for himself.
Yes, all the years I've known you, you've never once said, do this.
No, child. I may have suggested the possibility of doing a certain something which I may feel would be a wise course to take, but it alters not the obvious fact that man, though he has free will, he is not, in a sense, completely so. What I mean by this is that every human being must see himself as part of a great whole. It is rather perhaps as if he himself is but one little portion in a great jigsaw puzzle called life. And no one person can hope to see the completed picture during his earthly lifetime. And he must also remember that it is essential in the complete picture to have light and shade. Sometimes people are brought into your life, or they are, as it were, contacted, perhaps in a strange manner or way, and they have an influence upon you. In other words, what I'm trying to convey here is that though a man has free will to choose for himself, he is still subject to conditions. He is still subject to influences. The thoughts of others are very pregnant and at times very strong and powerful. And sometimes a person may be influenced against their will. Sometimes they may be influenced to do things which are to them against their normal understanding or desire. For instance, a child is born into a family. The child begins to grow up and begins to understand, begins to take unto himself thoughts and ideas, often from his parents and those close and near and dear to him. And unconsciously his mind is being formed in a certain way. Sometimes he takes from his parents and those around and about him certain prejudices against others. A child is malleable. A child can be utilized in such a way, according to the influences around and about him, to develop into a certain personality or certain character without perhaps him fully understanding or realizing. What I wish people to realize is that although individually a person is free, they are still subject to all manner and kind of influences, good, bad, and indifferent. And often you will find a child who's been brought up in a very religious background, sent to Sunday school and to church, and he takes upon himself, sooner or later, strong prejudices. The influences put upon him are very powerful. Sometimes his mentality becomes narrow and confined. His mind is filled with prejudice and dogma and creed, and it is difficult for him to perceive any other aspect of truth. Truth is many-faceted, as I've told you. I do not come to condemn. I come, as far as it is in my power, to uplift and to ennoble mankind. But at the same time, I am not unaware of the many problems and difficulties, and the more difficult it becomes to enter into the hearts of those whose minds are closed by prejudice. Man must see himself, although he wishes and desires to see himself as an individual, which to a point he is, but he must see himself also as part and parcel of the world of man, that he is part of all men. The spirit flows freely through all humanity. And though he may, through the course of time, build up his own personality and character and individuality, he is still of the mess of the world in which he lives and moves and influenced by all manner and kind of peoples. You've been blessed because you have been given the freedom to choose, and you have chosen the path of the Spirit. Your life has been enlightened and ennobled by the teachings of the Spirit. You have seen the futility of materialism. Though you realize you have to live in a material world and you have to fend for yourself, though you have to some extent, do certain things of a material nature which have to be done because you are still in a material world and must live within it, yet you are conscious and aware and are influenced by the things of the Spirit, and in consequence you have gained balance. The head and the heart are in unison, and the Spirit directs, and all that you endeavor to do is to follow the path of true spiritual realization, which has given you a strength which nothing in the world could have given. Material things have their place. We do not condemn them. We realize the need and the necessity for the quietude of the mind and the peace and the tranquility of the home. We realize that you have, like all others, problems of a material nature. But I do know this, that you are enabled to continue in quietude with just sufficient, if no more, to ease your mind of material things to some extent. We have never promised the path would be easy. We have never promised that you should have more than you now possess. We have never suggested that material benefits would be great or that material monies should fall into the coffers. Nevertheless, child, you have a tranquil mind. You have a realization of God's love for his children, and you have been blessed accordingly because you have endeavored to follow the path of righteousness and of truth. I do not want anyone who listens to my voice to assume for one second that I or any of us here are out of touch with your material problems. But we do say unto you, your faith can accomplish many things. It can indeed remove mountains, as Jesus himself once said. And as the woman who touched the hem of his garment, and he turned to her and said, thy faith hath made thee whole. So it shall be that all those who have faith in the power of the divine Spirit, that all things shall follow accordingly, and each and every one who understands these truths shall be blessed spiritually, and they will be enabled to continue to do the work of the Spirit, even though it may seem small in a sense. But remember that often it is in the smallest things that the greatest is achieved.
Yes. I always remember you telling me that no one can show more than they have absorbed.
That is true. You know, my child, you have assumed a great deal. You have taken unto yourself a great deal of realization of the things of the Spirit. And because you have the inner awareness, you sense and feel sometimes things which cannot be put into words. You have assumed the mantle of the Spirit while yet in the flesh. Because though you see it not, it is encompassing you. It is like a light. It is like a powerful cloak of protection against all kinds of material conditions and things. Nothing can touch you or harm you.
I wish sometimes I was more aware of those realms, Father John. Why aren't I?
Child, I think it may well be that it would not be perhaps too good, in a sense, that you should be too aware. The strength of the Spirit is such that it could overwhelm. If you could see and if you could be conscious of certain aspects of the things that we bring you, it would perhaps be too overwhelming. You see, child, to be an instrument of God's will and purpose, to be an instrument for his servants on this side, it is essential, I think, that the individual such as yourself, the instrument, should be aware and be conscious the growth of the power of the spirit in those who come to manifest and to work with you and through you. But it would also be perhaps unwise if you were permitted or allowed to have too much, a little at a time. Of course, perhaps it may well be that when you are sitting quiet, peaceful, at ease, at rest, and your mind is more tranquil, away from the material things outside in the world, you are temporarily in tune and in touch, and you do receive perhaps more than you realize. Sometimes, of course, you are here with us. You may not, when you return to the physical material world and body, be aware or be conscious. But if you were, as so many people say, oh, I do wish I could remember where I have been and what I have been doing and who I have met. And of course, occasionally this is so, that one is allowed to bring back a fragment or a memory of some incident or some experience. But to recapture too much, too soon, I don't think a person in your world, such as yourself, would be able to continue. I think you become so dissatisfied with your material lot that to know the things of the spirit to a fuller extent would make one so restless and so unhappy that you could not fully partake of the things of the spirit while yet in the flesh. I think that one has to accept the obvious fact that it is wise to accept that which is given, little though it may seem or be, and to realize that it is a little insight into the things that are yet to come. A path that has to be trod sometimes can be weary. Sometimes the footsteps may falter. But nevertheless, the power of the Spirit enables you to go on towards the light at the end of the road. You are rather like the Good Samaritan. Perhaps you wouldn't compare yourself as such, but even so, the one who achieves most and reaches the goal that is set more quickly and more surely is the individual who is prepared to stop en route and sit by the wayside with some less fortunate fellow and speak to him and comfort him and to heal him, nurse his wounds if he is such need. Child, there is no reason to doubt, and I know you do not, but there is no reason to doubt that the power of the Spirit encompasses all. It may not always be obvious, it may not always seem that it can be understood, even when it is being shown. There are those who profess in your world to be instruments. There are those who are well-meaning, well-intentioned, kind, anxious to serve, and yet they themselves are not yet ready. We do not anticipate that you shall be able to always achieve even what you and we have set out to do. We can only do a little, but that little means a great deal. And if all who have seen the light of the Spirit did as much, surely the world would then begin to realize the power of the Spirit that is being manifested.
I wish I could have done so much more.
Child, have no regrets. Have no regrets, for that which has been done has been done. That which has been achieved has been achieved. Those who have been helped, guided, and uplifted have been helped, guided, and uplifted. Those who have mourned and whose hearts are heavy, in some instances, have been comforted. And those, perhaps, who have not seen fully the light of the Spirit, yet they have seen a flicker. And this in itself can be fanned into a flame. Child, we are content. We are happy that all that has gone has been a great achievement of the Spirit. More is yet to follow, more is yet to come. Be of good faith, be of good heart. And to those who may listen to this, what you call a recording of the voice of the Spirit, I say unto you, whoever you are, wherever you may be, whatever your problem, whatever your desire, if it is good, if it is truly from the heart, seeking the illumination of the Spirit, surely you shall be helped, you shall be comforted, and your life shall be lit by the power of the Spirit, and you shall see the path you have to tread. Each and every one of you, are being given an opportunity to seek and to find. And it is, as it has been said, knock and it shall be opened unto you. I say unto you, knock on the door of truth, and surely you shall pass through into the light of God's countenance, that it may so truly shine upon you, that your hearts may be uplifted, and the strength and the power of the Spirit shall make you whole, not only mentally and physically, but above all else spiritually, while yet in flesh, truly you can see the face of the divine power from all light. Be of good faith, my children. My love, my peace, be with you now and always. Farewell, my child.
Bless you. Bye.